This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Parts of the nation are going to bake today. It's expected to hit 95 today in Newark, New Jersey, but it'll feel like 102 because of the humidity. Chicago's been sweating. The AP's Jennifer King.
Dave Bernier is with the Lincoln Park Zoo, where keepers are giving frozen treats to the animals.
It has the same kind of effect as what you would give like a popsicle to a person. It's cool. It gets them drinking more.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. The Weather Service is also warning residents that thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan into Massachusetts, with the potential for tornadoes in the northern plains.
Travelers are expected to shatter records over this Labor Day holiday. The TSA expects more than 17 million people to move through the airport starting tomorrow. Donald Trump's ongoing legal troubles include that new indictment filed by special counsel Jack Smith over the former president's efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count.
The Trump campaign is reacting to word that Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will sit for an interview with CNN that will air tomorrow night. Noting that Walz will be with her, the Trump camp says Harris is, quote, not competent enough to do it on her own. Paris hosts the opening ceremonies of the Paralympic Games today. This is AP News. The First Lady of Ukraine wants the warring nation's children to see themselves as winners, not just victims in the war with Russia.
Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, has called for swift action to ensure the country's children do not become a lost generation. She says, we now as adults have to be not just active, but very fast. Indeed, it is difficult, even when there is still process in the defense of the country. But I am sure that political will multiplied by international cooperation can do wonders. Zelenska was speaking at a rehabilitation camp for children from frontline embattled cities. Speaking to the Associated Press, she said working with the next generation was both a moral obligation and a strategic priority for Ukraine's future. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Gas is $3.36 a gallon this morning, 45 cents cheaper than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.